She wears this cap with an M on it that she pulls down low when she's really dancing. And if she brings the brim up again, you can see in her eyes that she's not supposed to be here. She's beyond this. First time I saw her, she was wearing those same jeans and the same baseball cap. But this time she's got a shirt on that's bare above her belt loop, and she covers it with her hands. There's something so old about the music, something tired in the beer, and I keep thinking that I could somehow let her know that I can see, even if no one else ever could, that she's beyond this. I would tell her how I got these eyes when I was born, got them from the same place that the rocks got their carving and the trees their leafing. But she holds on to some guy, and I don't want her holding on to me. It's just something I'd like to tell her in a few sacred moments. Maybe outside, where the music's much more muffled, and there's no smoke in the air, and maybe it's raining lightly, and she's not spilling beer on the floor, rocking back and forth. And maybe, as we talked, it would all make sense to her for the first time. Maybe it would dawn on her that she needed to go home. And she would understand that someone's waiting for her, has been her whole life. He's waiting to lift the brim of that cap, the one with the M on it. Waiting to look her in the eyes and tell her that she's beyond all this.